With Cricket Wireless, you get everything you want in a great wireless plan.
Everything?
Yeah, like nationwide 5G speeds for nonstop downloading, everything.
Are you saying super fast 5G downloading right before you get on the plane? Everything?
Yep, your favorite shows and movies just in time for the flight, everything.
Passengers, get ready for takeoff.
And we're off with everything we need.
It's everything you want, including the price. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Speed restrictions apply. Video and standard definition compatible plan and device required for 5G access, which may not be available in your area for 5G coverage. See cricketwireless.com/map.
Malones are competitive people. Comes from a deep line with my father. There were nine in his family, and they had to fight for everything they had.
My dad didn't allow us to have any quit in us. I mean, everything we did, we pushed hard. This isn't a job to us. It's our passion. We were bred to do this.
Tired of putting up personal credit and assets for business purposes? Had enough with affecting personal credit from fluid business balance fluctuation? Take control of your corporate credit. Force suppliers, lenders, and potential partners to base their decisions on business performance. Here at Fast Corporate Credit LLC, we have refined the process for any business owner to establish, grow, and optimize corporate credit. Without corporate credit, you are falling behind the competition. Our 90-day program assists with bureau registration, monitoring, trade line building, cash flow planning, strategy, and targeting financing. Visit us at www.fastcorporatecredit.com.
Every day at Malone, we exist to improve our community, embracing technology, empowering people, striving to be better than yesterday. Malone Roofing Services and Friday Night Under the Lights have been impacting Mississippi for decades with the skill and dedication that has developed lasting relationships in our respective fields. For roofing, metal walls, and maintenance, Malone Roofing Services has you covered. Find out more on social media and at ecmalone.com. But for great football, it's Friday Night Under the Lights.
Welcome back to Friday Night Under the Lights, week 11. We move into the 11:30 hour, and as tradition holds true, we have got the eight-man report and Joel Norris. Joel, welcome to the show, and take us through what happened in eight-man football tonight.
Well, we started playoffs, so 1A, 2A, both started tonight. So let's just break down the 1A playoff matchups
all
first.
Right.
In the first round, we had Sharkey's Aquina take on Northeast Baptist. Sharkey's Aquina defeated Northeast Baptist 56-0. Tensaw Academy took on Deer Creek. In a game that was surprisingly close, Deer Creek lost to Tensaw Academy 34-32. Delta Academy took on Union Christian. Delta Academy defeats Union Christian 64-22. And then Lee Academy took on Franklin Academy 56-26. Lee Academy gets the win. Let's go over some 2A playoff matchups. So we had Tallulah Academy against Porter's Chapel Academy in the Mississippi River Showdown rematch. And we had Tallulah take the win again, back-to-back weeks against Porter's Chapel Academy. Calhoun Academy defeated Tunica Academy 42-14. We had Humphreys Academy go up against Marvel Academy in a game that was supposed to be a little close, but Humphreys Academy ran away with it 44-16. North Sunflower Academy going up against Christian Collegiate Academy. North Sunflower pulled it out 62-14. Christian Clichy Academy, a team that has a lot of talent, but just too young, you know, to keep up with North Sunflower Academy.
Okay.
So some games to look out for next week. In 1A, we have Wilkinson County Christian Academy going up against Sharkey Issaquena Academy in a second-round playoff matchup. We have Prairie View Academy checking on Humphreys Academy in a second-round playoff matchup up in 2A.
That's 2A.
Yeah, it's 2A. And then Manchester Academy rematches Tallulah Academy in 2A in a game that Manchester desperately wants to win after suffering their only defeat this year against Tallulah.
So. Yeah. Well, first of all, I'm really impressed you got the brackets there in front of you. That's really impressive. But I didn't realize that in MAIS – that eight-man football was extended beyond 1A and into 2A. So there's two different classifications.
Two different classifications. When I first started doing eight-man, I was beyond it. I was like, oh, I thought it'd just be, you know, one big pool.
That's what I thought.
But no, there's two different classifications.
Okay, 1A and 2A.
And they move around a lot.
So. Right, okay.
Yeah. Tallulah was in 1A last season, and now they're in 2A. Prairie View was in 1A, now they're in 2A. And then there's schools moving up and down. It's, yeah.
Okay. So in effect, next Friday night, both 1A and 2A will be in the second round of the playoff.
Yes, they will both be in the second round. And last year was a little different. Last year, 2A started a week after 1A.
Okay.
So now it's just different because we have more teams this year. So now we have four teams in each region. The four teams are in byes. So now all those teams will play next week against some of the teams that play tonight.
Okay. And so the championship will culminate on what night is that?
So 1A will be Thursday, November 18th at Jackson Academy at 3 o'clock p.m.
Uh-huh.
And then the 2A will be Friday, November 19th at 11 a.m. Again, at JA.
Okay. All right. So we're about, what, 3 weeks away from the championships?
About 3 weeks, yes.
Okay.
A week before Thanksgiving.
Okay. Well, that'll be interesting as we look for next Friday night to get a report on the 2A playoffs.
On the 2A playoff and 1A playoffs. And we have a coach on.
Yeah.
We have
okay.
a coach on tonight. So
who do we have as a coach?
We have Marvel head coach Ben Durham. Coach Durham, how are you?
Yes, sir.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
So, tough night tonight, but I mean, y'all made it to the playoffs against a solid Humphreys Academy team. It didn't turn out the way y'all wanted it to turn out, but talk about tonight's performance. Y'all seem to play with a lot of heart tonight, so just talk about tonight's performance against Humphreys.
Yes, sir. Look, you know, it's been a really tough season for us. You know, at one point we were 6-2, but we've had all kinds of injuries. At one point, we started a fourth-string quarterback, which in 19 years of being a head coach, that has never happened. And we actually had everybody back tonight. But, you know, just didn't have the reps. You know what I mean? They hadn't been back long enough, and, you know, they weren't at 100%. But the kids played hard. You know, Humphreys has just got a really good squad. And I think they're gonna give Prairie View a pretty good game.
You talked about Humphreys has a pretty good squad. It seems like everybody in y'all's district has a, you know, pretty solid squad this season. You have Humphreys, Calhoun, Manchester. Talk about y'all's district. I mean, it's a lot of people don't know about, you know, y'all's district in 2A. Just elaborate a little bit more on y'all's district. I mean, that's a tough district to play in.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, it's like seven teams. Most districts are, you know, four or five teams, but we got like seven. And, you know, we all beat each other up all season. You know, we beat Calhoun like 46-14 earlier in the year. We beat North Sunflower, and then, you know, then we got banged up and lost to Manchester and Humphreys pretty decisively. And, you know, we just kept kind of beating each other up. But I definitely think these teams are all going to be battle-tested for the playoffs.
Coach, you have a few seniors on this team, and I'm sure they've been a lot to you. Just talk about the impact they've had for this team. Guys like Samuel Hall, Connor Simpson, and Case Jackson. Talk about your seniors on your team, and just elaborate more on how much they've meant to you throughout these 4 years.
Absolutely. You know, at our level, we coach these kids, you know, do summer camps with them in Pee Wee. and then you coach them through junior high. So we've had these kids forever. Yeah. So, you know, they really have been such a tremendous group. You know, they've won all the way through, you know, and it was just a tough deal, like you said, with the injuries, because we didn't see that coming. You know, you just didn't see that coming. But they've won so many games. I mean, we've won 5 district championships in my 9 years here, and actually 4, sorry. And, I mean, they were a part of, like, 3 of them, you know. And, you know, they got to play in a state championship when they were sophomores. And Samuel Hall is a tremendous leader. He was our third-string quarterback. I mean, he came in and, you know, he really did a great job having to play quarterback and linebacker. And another kid that, you know, that doesn't get a lot of mention is Austin Lewis. He's a really good offensive lineman and defensive lineman. He's probably going to get a chance to play in the All-Star game. And, you know, we just can't say enough about these kids. It's not just about how good they are, but the type of people they are and what they're going to contribute in the future to society. You know, they're just great young men.
Coach, you mentioned the Humphreys and Prairie View game next week. Manchester's in your district. They play Tallulah in a rematch, and you talked about Humphreys and Prairie View. North Sunflower, they also play Newton Academy next week. Talk about some of these games that, you know, are kind of catching your eye a little bit, and which one stands out to you?
Well, I think, you know, we'll start with North Sunflower. They have a lot of explosive players. I think they're going to give Newton everything that they want. I think North Sunflower, that might be a game that, you know, they might upset them. I definitely think that's one to watch out for. I tell you, Humphreys has got a really tremendous running back in Nehemiah Colson, and I believe Prairie View's got one. I hope some colleges are listening, and they'll look at this Colson kid. He's got to be about 6'2", 210, 215, and he is fast. I really believe he could play on the college level. And I think you get that kid the ball 20 times in a game, I think they're going to be competitive against everybody they play. The Manchester game and Tallulah game is obviously going to draw the most, you know, get the most people looking at it because of obviously what happened earlier in the season. I also have heard that the Manchester quarterback is out, so I don't think he's going to be back. So that could be a game changer for sure. But Tallulah always has got a great tradition, and Manchester, Coach Dindy does a tremendous job. Those kids are bringing the Kool-Aid. They're ready to go play for Manchester for 4 quarters, and I just think it's going to be a great week of action.
Coach, thank you for hopping on for Friday Night Under the Lights. I look forward to talking with you in the coming months about your team next season, and hope to cover y'all for next year and many more years to come. Thank you, Coach. I appreciate your time here.
Yo, thank you for having me on.
Thank you. I appreciate it. That was Marvel Coach Ben Durham.
Yeah, a good interview. And, you know, you said earlier in the night, you're talking about he was a really nice guy and very accommodating, and gave a good interview. And obviously, he's been doing what he's been doing for a while.
Oh, he's a great guy. I talked to him throughout the week for Eight-Man Football, and just gives me just a bunch of stuff for Marvel. And he gave me a bunch of stuff for my podcast, you know, Friday Night Before the Lights. It's a phenomenal podcast. New episodes every Wednesday on podbean.com.
Okay.
So he gives me a lot of info on that also. So he's a great team, and they had a great season so far. It just didn't turn out the way, you know, they wanted it to tonight.
Right. Let me throw in some more MAIS scores as we try to wrap up this quarter hour. MRA defeated Hartfield 45-23. It was JA over Park Lane 55-33. Jackson Prep won over PCS 46-5. Tri-County in 4A playoff action defeated Columbia 50-12. Starkville Academy in 5A action defeated Lamar School 17-7. And finally, Pillow defeated Central Hines 34-30 in 5A playoff action. Joel, thanks again. Thanks for the time. And you're our 8-man guru, and a good report, and a lot of information. And we'll look forward to next Friday night.
And I'm ready to do it again.
All right. Chris, how much time we got? 10 seconds. All right. We'll be back with Russ, and we'll finish out the night on Friday Night Under the Lights.
With Cricket Wireless, you get everything you want in a great wireless plan.
Everything?
Yeah, like nationwide 5G speeds for nonstop downloading, everything.
Are you saying super fast 5G downloading right before you get on the plane? Everything?
Yep, your favorite shows and movies just in time for the flight, everything.
Passengers, get ready for takeoff.
And we're off with everything we need.
It's everything you want, including the price. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Speed restrictions apply. Video and standard definition compatible plan and device required for 5G access, which may not be available in your area for 5G coverage. See CricketWireless.com/map.
Tired of putting up personal credit and assets for business purposes? Had enough with affecting personal credit from fluid business balance fluctuation? Take control of your corporate credit. Force suppliers, lenders, and potential partners to base their decisions on business performance. Here at Fast Corporate Credit LLC, we have refined the process for any business owner to establish, grow, and optimize corporate credit. Without corporate credit, you are falling behind the competition. Our 90-day program assists with bureau registration, monitoring, trade line building, cash flow planning, strategy, and targeting financing. Visit us at www.fastcorporatecredit.com.
Get your school on the network now.
I started at 23 with nothing but me. And I believe roofing should be a profession and a career. Generations of Malones have proven that there is nothing we can't accomplish. Malone protects people and your things that matter most.
Welcome back to Friday Night Under the Lights. I'm being made possible tonight by Fast Corporate Credit. All the information on Fast Corporate Credit can be found at fastcorporatecredit.com. Want a big thanks to Jason Klein tonight. He's working the scoreboard show out at MPB and making sure that all those big old towers that are across the state are carrying the show tonight. And also Chris Saxon for producing the video side tonight. For Dr. Dave, who's in a bunker somewhere in Boone, North Carolina. Will the Thrill for the sheets that we have out here, and Noah Crow and Joel Narsh chasing down scores, and Ty Bailey on the phone taking the call. So we just kind of drive the bus around here, and that's about it.
That's about it.
All right, got a couple scores we want to get to before we go to Brandon. Brandon Shields is hanging on the phone. We did get an O'Bannon score from last night.
Yes. 28-0. O'Bannon over Riverside. You know, we mentioned, I think some of the significant games of the night, Starkville got back on the winning track. They beat Germantown 35-7. One of the more exciting games we haven't gotten a report on, but it was Brandon edging Northwest Rankin 50-40. And let's see, you know, Oak Grove and Pearl, 36-25.
Where's Greg Flynn these days? I mean, Greg.
We haven't heard much from Greg. We heard from him early on in the season.
Right.
And Pearl's had a good season. I mean, they've taken some tough losses here. You know, they had that 3-0 loss to Warren Central, which is you know, as many points as they've scored, it's kind of hard to imagine.
Yeah.
You know, they lost at home to Oak Grove tonight, which was a tough loss for them. But, you know, they've had a good season. Ocean Springs, we talked about them a lot tonight. They beat Gulfport 46-14. You know, we throw in Clinton. They beat Tupelo tonight 17-14. Sound like they were not at full strength, but the Aeros got a field goal right at the horn and from about 40 yards out and won that game 17-14.
We've had a couple of teams where they lost their quarterback and one of the running backs had to fill in at quarterback.
Yeah, you know, well, of course, I mean, you know, it is what it is. But there have been, you know, it seems like there have been, you know, a lot of injuries.
More than that, yeah, yeah. A lot of injuries. Yeah. Want to remind everyone that we're going to be carrying the Mississippi-Alabama All-Star Game, which will be in Hattiesburg at University of Southern Mississippi, and that is on the Saturday after the state championships for the first weekend in December. That Miss Al game is the second weekend in December. And then the third weekend in December is the Bernard Blackwell All-Star Classic, which is the best of the North and the best of the South, and we'll have all of those games for you on FridayNightOnTheLights.com and also on Roku, Fire Stick, and Apple TV. So got a lot of ways to find the game if you can. So want to remind everybody about that. And as we get closer to those, we're going to start highlighting some of the guys that are on the football team and some of the coaches that will be coaching on that team. Let's go to Brandon Shields. Brandon, please tell me, Brandon, you were at Northwest Rankin and Brandon tonight.
No, I was at Oak Grove Pearl tonight.
Yeah. Just as good, because we hadn't had a report on that one. That's great. Now, this is an Oak Grove team that was coming off a loss, and they're playing a really good Pearl football team. What did you take away from this game as far as these teams being able to go deep into the playoffs?
Well, my first thing is, like, because I was at the Oak Grove Brandon game last week, just how Oak Grove would respond, especially on offense, just the way they just shot themselves in the foot left and right in the second half last week. So, and they responded well for the most part. Jalen Abram, Tyrell Pollard, the two big receivers for Oak Grove, they had two touchdowns apiece. Oak Grove's defense had two big interceptions in the red zone. And Pearl just got going too little too late. Oak Grove was up 23-7 at halftime, and Pearl cut it to 23-18 early in the fourth quarter. But Oak Grove got Abram caught his two touchdown passes in the fourth quarter, and that sealed it for Oak Grove. And the win sealed Oak Grove, the number two seed at a 3-6A, and Brandon clinched the number one seed at a 3-6A. And Pearl, for Pearl, they got a win next week to be the three seed, or Meridian beats Warren Central. But if Warren Central wins and Pearl loses, Warren Central's the three, Pearl's the four going into the playoffs.
Well, and you make a good point about this playoff scenario, and because you're coming down to the last week of the season. Have you ever had a season like this where there were so many last games on the regular season that was going to determine playoff spots?
It's every year. it's like any other year. It sounds cliche, but it's the truth. You know, with 4A, 3A, 2A, I released the playoff brackets about an hour ago for those classifications, and they're it was about the same. They're not as complicated as they have been in the past. I will say that for the most part, Region 3-5A, after the results tonight, that's definitely changed a little bit. So, but next week, you know, it's just dependent on who plays where. Really, for the most part, the four teams, really in 6A, the four teams know who they are. They just got to figure out where they're going to, all right, yeah, where you're playing. You're either one through four, for the most part.
So that means next week's games. Go ahead.
I beg your pardon. I'm sorry.
I was just saying that means next week's games have a lot riding on them.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Like Brandon, like Oxford, Madison Central. Like Oxford wins, they're the 2 seed, but if they lose, they're the 4 seed. So, yeah, a lot's riding on it. South Panola, now they got, with them losing tonight, they have to win next week to win the division.
Hey, Brandon, let me ask you this.
Region 4?
Go ahead. Region 4?
Region 4 is basically set. It's basic unless a miracle happens next week. Region 4 6A is set.
Okay.
So like Ocean Springs 1, D'Iberville 2, Gulfport 3, Harrison Central 4. Unless Harrison Central beats Ocean Springs next week, 3 and 4 flip-flop. Well, Biloxi also has to lose to Gulfport has to lose to Biloxi. So, but
still up in the air.
I don't see that happening.
No. Well, I tell you what, man. We just almost ready to close up shop here. Your biggest surprise of the night across the state. One game that surprised you.
There's actually 2 games. I had 2 ranked teams get beat. South Panola losing to Horn Lake in overtime, and Hattiesburg beating West Jones.
Wasn't that something?
Those are the 2 biggest ones, obviously. So, and of course, like y'all said earlier, Brandon Northwest Rankin. It was 50-48. Northwest. I will say this: Northwest Rankin kicked 5 onside kicks, recovered 4 of them.
Wow!
Yeah. Wait! Brandon kicked them.
Northwest Rankin kicked them.
Northwest Rankin.
5 onside kicks in 1 game.
And recovered 4 of them.
All right, Dr. Dave, get your calculator. We're going to have to get the odds of that. We've done the 3 out of 3. Yeah. Never 4 out of 5. Hey, Brandon, we're up again. We got to get out of here. Thanks so much, my friend. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks.
4 out of 5. First of all, 5 onside kicks in 1 game?
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot.
You're not really surprising anybody after the 3rd one, you know. So Dr. Yeah. Dave, if you know, we got a couple minutes before we leave the air here. If
anybody can do it, he's got the big tape deck computer working on that one.
He's got that tape rolling around it. I think the biggest upset tonight, to me, mm-hmm. was Hattiesburg beating West Jones.
Yeah, I mean, that was a big game, especially the way Hattiesburg got off to such a slow start, you know, at least record-wise. Hey, I want to throw something else in here. You know, we haven't talked about a whole lot about 1A tonight. In 1A, you remember we used to call them Hollandale Simmons?
Yes.
And now they just go by this name.
Up in the Simmons. Delta. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they were dominant for years, right. And they fell off in the last year or so. Well, they're back this year. And they won tonight. They beat West Bolivar 62-0. They're now 9-0. But here's the impressive thing. In 9 games, they have scored 434 points and only allowed 26. So that's winning every week on an average of 48-3. So that's pretty dominant.
They're just going to have to get it together.
Well, look for them, and we'll see how they do in the playoffs. But they've won some championships.
Yes,
in 1A
they have.
Football.
I've called several of them, and they're serious about it.
They're absolutely.
And
wow!
All right, so I'm still waiting on Dr. Day. We got about a minute ago.
Well, we have to open next week's show with that stat.
With that stat. Dr. Dave will get that to us tonight. Big thanks to Chris Saxon for producing tonight, and big thanks to everybody for listening and calling in and making us a part of your Friday night. We love doing what we do from 10 to midnight. And a big thank to our sponsors tonight, also Malone Roofing and Cricket Wireless and, Fast Corporate Credit. Just so many people come together and make this show possible. We want to thank them for that. And certainly hope that you enjoy Friday night under the lights as much as we enjoy bringing it to you. So big thanks also to Jason Klein at MPB Radio for carrying it all across the state tonight on MPB radio stations all across the state. For George Broadstreet, Russ Robinson saying so long. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.